Henry Kok is a 35-year-old businessman from Johannesburg. He's attempting to break the world record for most half marathons run by a man consecutively. He's trying to run 133 half marathons in 133 days. Some of my friends have seen him trotting along the Sea Point Promenade. He's encouraging people to join him. He's doing this for a reason. He's doing this to raise money and awareness for when it comes to mental health causes. Henry Kok joining me now on the line. Henry, how are you doing today?
Hey, Lester. Yeah, good. Thanks for yourself.
The first question many people would ask, why? Why 133 half marathons in 133 days? Why have you decided to undertake this venture?
So 133 is the South African coastline, east coast border to west coast border, divided by 21.1 and a half marathons. So I wanted to originally do something called the Coast to Coast Marathon of Hope, just to try and raise a bit of awareness for people in lockdown. Everyone had a really hard time. Everyone really suffered badly. And I just wanted to do something and give back to some like South Africans. Mm.
What has been some of the response? And I came across your story with some of my friends posting on social media about their runs on Sea Point Promenade, stopping you, talking to you. You're getting people to join you along part of the coast on a day-to-day basis. How's that been going?
It's been incredible. It's honestly been the most amazing adventure I think I could have ever gone on. I was in a very bad space mentally myself when I started the journey. I really wasn't coping very well. And it's just been, I've just met some of the most incredible and inspiring people along the way. And I've just had such incredible support, and people have just come out in droves to support me. And I when I rocked up on Sea Point the other morning, Tuesday morning, there was a group of about 70 people there waiting for me. And it's just so amazing that these people chose to spend their mornings running with me.
It reminds me of the movie Forrest Gump, where he starts running and he starts developing this disciples of fellow runners who start following. Is it a little bit like that? Of course, you're talking to them. Forrest Gump in the movie doesn't talk to his fellow runners.
So it's actually been amazing. You see people's their intentions when they come down. A lot of people have joined me because they've set themselves a personal goal. They themselves have been struggling with something. I've had a lot of friends join who've never run a half marathon in their life before. People who've joined and they set it as a goal because they wanted to support me. They've been struggling with mental health and they just wanted to prove to themselves that they could do something like this. So it's been really actually inspiring for me, as tired as I am, when people come down, they're like, I've never run a 21 before, and they join me and I watch them come in. They're dying after 20 Ks, but you see the determination on their face to finish. It's amazing.
You're on day 97 already. You've now done 97 half marathons. You're doing this to promote mental health and to support organizations that support people with mental health. I want to know, how does 97 days of running, of half marathons, how is that either aiding your mental health or what is the it must be some sort of mental toll on you as well.
So yes, it's been incredible for my mental health. I don't think I've been in a space like this for a while. I quit drinking. I started training properly. I lost 14 kilograms. I'm in a much happier place than I ever was. I've had bad mental days, and I think part of the journey has been people coming down and helping me get through those days.
Oh, wow.
And that's the whole message, is just about supporting people, helping people. You don't have to be alone in your journey. Mm. And it hasn't been. I haven't been doing this alone. Every time I've had a bad day, I've had somebody sitting there being like, dude, just relax. Take it at your pace. Mm. We'll get through this. And that's been an overwhelming emotion for me, has been just how supportive everyone has been. Mm. So it really has been incredible, and it has helped my mental journey.
Henry, where are you currently? And if people want to join you on your run, or at least a day of joining you for a half marathon, how do they get in touch with you? How do they see where you'll be tomorrow, the next day, until you reach 133?
So I'm in Cape Town until next week, Thursday. They can follow me on Instagram, henry.kok, or go and check my website, and it's got all the links to my Facebook and stuff there, runhenryrun.co.za. I put out a little itinerary every week, and I'm running all over the place. So this weekend, I'm on the Sea Point Promenade. I said to everyone, because we're on about 800,000 rand for SADAG, so So I put a challenge out to people. If I raise R1 million by this weekend, I will run the Cape Town Marathon, which is double the distance I need to run, in a beanbag Speedo with a green wig for SADAG. So you know, it's about raising this money and awareness for SADAG. They do such an incredible job, like, and I just want to give back to them as much as I can. So I'd love people to support me. I'd love people to come and run with me. It really helps me get through them. Just talking to people while you're running makes the time pass so much quicker.
You're a brave man in more ways than one. Henry Kok is running. He plans to run 133 half marathons in 133 days. You can join him. He's still in Cape Town till next week. Go see where he'll be. Go to his website, runhenryrun.co.za.